Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by SGPN Fantasy. Dominate your draft with the free SGPN Draft Kit. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/draftkit. And the free roll football contest is back and better than ever. There is $5,000 up for grabs in our NFL contest and $1,500 in our brand new college football contest. Sign up exclusively in our Discord. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. You are listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Sports Gambling Podcast. They are at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. And finally, you can follow me on Twitter. I am at LockBettingCom. That's at LockBettingCom. Moving on with these weekend games for Scamessa Italia, for Serie A rather, we begin with the game between Fiorentina and Juventus. Juventus are the 11-8 away favourites to win this game. It's 9-4 on the draw, and Fiorentina are the 2-1 home underdogs. This is, of course, Dusan Vlahovic returning to Fiorentina. That will be the narrative here for this game. And if Dusan Vlahovic can be effective in this game and Juve can be effective attackingly, it's going to be very difficult for Fiorentina to get something from this game because they have been very, very goal shy this season. And therefore, I would expect Juventus to pick up the win here in this game. In fact, you can get Juventus to nil at over 3-1. Juve to nil is available at 7-2. That's plus 350. And there is strong data to support the play. Fiorentina have failed to score in each of their last four matches. Juve won three of the last four head-to-head meetings with Fiorentina 2-0. And Juventus have kept three clean sheets in four league games this season. So whilst Fiorentina's attacking woes continue, I expect Juve to come away here with the win. Fiorentina have failed to net in four consecutive games, and they just fell to a 1-0 defeat away to Udinese. That run represents a real concern for a side who have built their reputation on entertaining football. That's what you think of when you think of Fiorentina. Obviously, this goes back to the time where Gabriel Batistuta played for this team, but they still have that reputation. At the end of the day, Dusan Vlahovic was signed from Fiorentina, but it looks like that's left a massive hole for them. And the place he's gone to is Juve, and I expect Juve to come away with the win here. And I'm surprised to see us getting a decent price like 11-8 here for that selection. Up next, we look at the Milan derby that will happen at 5 p.m. UK time tomorrow, 12 p.m. East, where Inter Milan are the very narrow favourites to come away with a win here at 6-4. It's 12-5 on the draw, and Milan are the 13-8 narrow underdogs. For me, this one is going to be about goals. Sometimes these matches can be tight and cagey affairs, but I think with the way these two teams are playing at the moment, I'm not expecting that. I find it very, very difficult looking at the data to see a clean sheet for either one of these teams. Inter Milan have not failed to score in a Serie A match since a draw with Genoa in February, and that was 16 games ago. So that's why they should score here in this game. And also, AC Milan have conceded more goals in the last four Serie A games, which is three, than the previous 11, where they conceded two. Now, four of the last five league meetings between the two Milan giants have contained goals at both ends. And the data for Inter to concede here is very strong as well, given that nine of the last 11 games to feature Inter Milan have seen both teams score. So I think both teams to score is a no-brainer play here for this one. If you shop around, you can get this one at 7-10. But it's widely available at 4-6 minus 150 for this Milan derby. Up next, the final game on Saturday is Lazio versus Napoli. This should be another game that's full of goals. I don't think the Milan derby will be full of goals, but I do think that neither team will keep a clean sheet. But this one should be full of goals. Napoli are the 2-1 home underdogs. I think there's value there. It's 13-5 on the draw, and it's 13-10 on Napoli. Last time Lazio were at home, they got themselves a huge win over Inter Milan, and therefore I am surprised to see them as significant dogs here at home. I think there's good data to support Lazio at least avoiding a defeat here, but the strongest data comes on the over. Over 2.5 goals is priced up at 7-10. I think that's generous. There have been 20 goals scored in the last five head-to-head meetings between Lazio and Napoli. Lazio have seen over 2.5 goals in four of the last five home matches, while Napoli are Serie A's top goal scorers. Even though they couldn't get that winning goal in midweek, they have scored 10 goals in four games so far this season. So this should be a game that sails over, and I'm surprised to see over 2.5 goals available for you at 7-10. Before we move on to Sunday's games, let me take a second out to tell you about WinBet. This is because if you're thinking about joining WinBet, now is the absolute perfect time. Customers who bet $100 get a $100 free bet. Plus, the WinBet casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Win also just released their first QB with five TD prop bets. There's so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet so they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. This offer is subject to change. Terms and conditions are available at winbet.com. You must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Let me also tell you about Odds Trader. Odds Trader is a place to compare odds from all major sportsbooks. You can also compare the different sign-up codes and promotions from sportsbooks to get the best deal. The app also provides player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, and projected game day weather for all bettors to make the most informed bets possible, which is going to be crucial when we get to November, December, January in the NFL season. If you want to get involved, head over to oddstrader.com/bluewire. That's oddstrader.com/bluewire, all one word. Odds Trader, the number one site for all your game day bets. And finally, let me tell you about the free roll football contest. The free roll football contests are here. The college football contest has $1,500 up for grabs, and the NFL contest has $5,000 up for grabs and a two-night stay at Wynn Las Vegas. To sign up, head over to our Discord. It's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. So getting back to the match day five slate, we're up to Sunday and we start with the 11:30 a.m. kickoff between Cremonese and Sassuolo, where the unpredictable Sassuolo are the narrow 5-4 favourites to win this game. It's 13-5 on the draw, and it's 2-1 here on Cremonese. I can't work Sassuolo out this season, so I'll probably be avoiding action on them. They should win this game against Cremonese. One thing I'll say about Cremonese is that they have provided stronger opposition for their opponents than was expected. Obviously, the results haven't gone their way and they will be relegation contenders this season, but I don't think anybody's going to beat Cremonese easily. So that's why it makes it very, very hard to take Sassuolo, because they are a very, very inconsistent team. They should win this game. They are the better side. And if they do win it, there should be goals in this one as well. There have been over 2.5 goals scored in 9 of the last competitive fixtures to feature Cremonese. Sassuolo, meanwhile, have seen 12 goals scored in their 3 away games this season. Cremonese come into this having lost all 4 of their games in Serie A this season, despite being competitive. And Sassuolo scored 37 away league goals last season, a tally that was only bettered by Milan, who scored 41 in Serie A, but they were, of course, the champions last season. So I wouldn't be risking it all on Sassuolo. I would take a small sprinkle on Sassuolo with over 2.5 goals tacked in. And if you go down that route, you can get that selection at 23-10 for the early kickoff. Up next, we look at the game here between Spezia and Bologna, where Spezia are the 15-8 underdogs. It's 12-5 here on the draw, and it's 7-5 here on Bologna. Difficult game here to call because both of these two sides are massively unpredictable. I think the easiest way to play this game would be to take both teams to score. 8 of Bologna's last 11 matches have contained goals at both ends, as have the last 6 out of 10 to feature Spezia. Judged by expected goals, Spezia and Bologna actually have Serie A's 3rd and 6th worst defensive outfits based on the season's opening weeks. Expected goals isn't strong data for me. It's not something that I dig deep into, but I really couldn't find too much here for this game. So if you are going to play Spezia and Bologna, I would go for both teams to score based on the data, but personally, I would pass on this game. Up next, we'll look at Verona versus Sampdoria. Sampdoria just landed a lock on the last show. That was a ballsy one, taking a team who lost their last game 4-0 and hadn't scored a single goal all season to avoid a defeat at home to Lazio off the back of a 3-1 home win against Inter, but they managed to do it in the 92nd minute of injury time. They now come to Verona's 13-5 underdogs. It's 12-5 on the draw, and Verona are the even money favourites. Sampdoria's away form has been woeful, so it's difficult to make a case for them here against Verona. However, I do think that they will be able to score a goal here and build off the goal they scored at home, which cashed us the lock against Lazio. This is largely down to Verona's defence. They come into this off the back of no clean sheets in the last 7, with both teams scoring in 6 out of the last 7. And I think that overrides the fact that under 2.5 goals has cashed in 7 of the last 8 games featuring Sampdoria, because Sampdoria haven't been able to score goals, but they should be able to score against Verona. Between these two teams, Verona haven't kept a clean sheet in the last 6, and both teams have scored in 5 of the last 6. So we're going to take a punt here on both teams to score. We're getting a good price on it, given the fact that Verona have defended poorly this season. I understand that Sampdoria aren't scoring goals, but they scored last time against Lazio, and Verona's defence isn't that great. So I hope the momentum continues here, at least in terms of Sampdoria continuing to score, because we want to cash the both teams to score selection, which is available at 7-10 here for this one. Up next, we move on to the game here between, where are we at, Udinese and Roma, where Roma, who have made a strong start, are the even money favourites to win away to Udinese. It's 13-5 on the draw, and Udinese are the 14-5 underdogs. I find it difficult to look past Jose Mourinho's men, especially at this price of 10-11. I'm willing to back Roma. Roma have won three of their four Serie A games this season, failing to concede from open play. They're unbeaten in seven games either side of the summer break, and they've won five all to nil. According to expected goals, Roma have Serie A's best attack and joint strongest defence so far this season. So if they can start putting the ball in the net, Roma could emerge as real title contenders and at least strong, strong contenders for a Champions League position, which is something I tipped them for at the start of the season. And this Udinese team have won just one of their last five home league games. So nice and simple, we are going to take Roma on the money line here for our selection for the late game on Sunday. There are three more games happening in Italy that all happen on Monday, but we are going to cover those over on the European show, which is available at lockbetting.com. That is the Patreon page. You can get the European show for just $10 a month. So this isn't one of the high price packages, and it does provide you with a lot of value. It has strong, strong leans every single week. They mostly cash, and the lot record has been phenomenal in the 4 years that we've done the show. So as I said, I highly recommend the European show to you guys over at lockbetting.com. Before we close out with the lock on the show, let me take a second out here to tell you guys about promoguy.us. For all you sports bettors out there, I want to tell you about the best new way to increase your bankroll. It's called promoguy.us. At promoguy.us, you can get the biggest bonuses from all the best sports books in the country. We're talking $1,000 risk-free deposits, insane odds boosts, and most importantly, the best analytics in the business, plus tons of free picks as well. Promoguy.us is your guide to betting smart. Once again, that's promoguy.us. Let me also tell you about Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. It's a game-changing product unlike anything else in the industry. And now you could win on Sleeper by playing their brand new over-under game. Not only can you enter a contest via over-under itself, but you can also do it through your fantasy league's matchup screen, i.e. Patrick Mahomes is your starting fantasy quarterback. And not only do you think you are going to win your fantasy matchup this week, but you're also confident that Mahomes is going to hit his over 250 passing yards prop line. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money you put in. So stop what you're doing now and download Sleeper to play their new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money. On your mobile phone, join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP. And Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100 with the promo code SGP. Again, go to sleeper.com/SGP and you'll get a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. And finally, let me tell you guys about Run Your Pool. Run Your Pool is the home of competition, bringing sports fans and their social circles together to compete, connect, and make every game matter more. Run Your Pool offers every game type under the sun, from Pick'em and Survivor to Fantasy Pools. It's a one-stop shop for sports gaming with customizable features that you don't get anywhere else. We've teamed up with Run Your Pool to host a pool for our official Sports Gambling Podcast Network's NFL Survivor Contest. Hop in now to reserve your spot. There's a $500 cash prize and a $250 gift certificate to the SGPN store to the winner. All you need to do is sign up today by going over to play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. That's play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. Closing out with your lock on the show. Now, this does have the potential to be a push. And if that is the case, as you guys know, I will make it up to you later on in the season with a double lock. But let's hope we can cash it without it pushing. We're going to take Juventus as a pick. So Juve in the Drawnobet market to win this game against Fiorentina tomorrow. And they are available at 7-10. I'm very, very certain that Juve will not lose this game. I think Fiorentina would need to score 2 goals to beat Juventus tomorrow. And Fiorentina have failed to score in each of their last 4 matches coming into this. Juve themselves have also been a little bit goal shy so far this season. So I don't really think that it's safe taking them as a moneyline play, even though the price at 11-8, or if you shop around, the 6-4 plus 150 is generous. And I do think it's a decent price. I could see this game petering out into a 0-0 draw. Juve clinched a 1-0 victory in Fiorentina in the Coppa Italia semi-finals in March and are unbeaten so far this season, keeping 3 clean sheets in 4 matches. But the visitors have also seen under 2.5 goals scored in 4 of their last 5 contests. So they're not exactly lighting it up, and it would not surprise me to see these two teams shut each other out. Hopefully it's decided by a moment of magic by former Fiorentina player Dusan Vlahovic. Vlahovic's 4 goals this season make him the top scorer in Serie A, and he has scored a remarkable 2/3 of Juve's goals since the restart. So he's going to be key. And coming up against his old club, you can just see the narrative of Dusan Vlahovic getting the winner. But I think if he does get the winner in this game, it's going to be a low-scoring game, maybe 1-0, maybe 2-0 at a push if Juve can hit them on the counter-attack. But nothing significant. But I'm just very certain that Fiorentina won't win this game. I'm certain that Juve will be able to come out of it undefeated simply because Fiorentina are so goal shy. So Juve's undefeated record will be intact. And if that's the case, we will come away with a push. And as you guys know, later on down the line, I will make up for that with a double lock. So your lock for the show is Juve as a pick, or Juve in the draw no bet market at the price of 7-10. So that concludes this edition of Scommessa Italia in midweek. We have the return of the Champions League. Now, I posted my reaction to the Champions League draw over on the Lock Betting podcast feed. That's a free feed where we're covering the Bundesliga and the NFL this season. I did that because we had so much content here, because we are going weekend, midweek with Scommessa Italia, with the EPL show, and with BetMUFC as well. And that show would have been lost in the shuffle, and I didn't want to keep delaying it like I did with the World Cup show. But this midweek, the Champions League is back. You will get your key game show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. And if you want every game covered, all of Tuesday's games and all of Wednesday's games, they will be a Tuesday show and a Wednesday show over at lockbetting.com, and a Europa League show on Thursday. Until then, that's it for me. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.